The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Brianna, I feel like every time I listen to an episode, I'm reminded of one of my own experiences, of which there are hundreds. When I was younger, a house that I lived in from the time I was about 5 years old to the time I was about 13 years old, me and my siblings all had to share a room. You know, we lived with my struggling single mother at the time, and we had bunk beds where me and my sister shared the bottom bunk and my brother slept on the top bunk. We were all terrified to be in this room alone at any given point in the entire time that we lived there. There was something about this room that sent chills up your spine every time you walked through the door. My brother definitely got the worst of it. He used to have dreams every night that a skeleton was chasing him and like hunting him, trying to hurt him, scratching him, punching him. And he would wake up with scratches and bruises all over his body. Totally inexplicable. There was no reason for him to have any of these marks. There's nothing in his bed that could leave these marks on him. Nobody is, you know, sleepwalking and doing this to him. He's on the top bunk and you have to climb up a ladder, and I think that might be difficult for somebody to do in their sleep, but we had about 30 porcelain dolls sitting on the shelf that my grandma got for us every Christmas, birthday, holiday, whatever. A lot of them came from secondhand stores, and a lot of the trouble started when we started unboxing them when me and my sister were really young. I don't know for sure, but I want to say that that's where a lot of this came from. There were instances where the dolls would turn their heads on their own, where I was actually sleeping on the floor one night, and we had this porcelain doll that sat in this little wicker chair, and this doll got up and walked 2 steps before I threw a book across the room, jumped back on the bottom bunk, and cried myself to sleep. And I thought that, you know, maybe I dreamed it and was, you know, trying to console myself because I was so terrified. And when I woke up in the morning, the doll was on the floor in front of the wicker chair with a broken leg with the book still beside it. So definitely not a dream. This thing actually got up and moved on its own. My grandma also, for Christmas one year, got me and my sister each a my-sized Barbie doll. Mine immediately gave me the creeps. I didn't want to play with it. I stuck it in the closet, never to be played with again. It terrified me. There was something about it, some energy about it that I could not deal with. So I put it on the left side of my closet, the emptiest side of my closet, and that was it. Well, one day I got in trouble for mouthing off to my parents, probably, and I was sent up to my room, and my brother and sister were instructed not to join me. I was being punished, and I wasn't allowed to go upstairs just to play with them. So I had to be up there by myself, and I was already terrified of that. Well, I heard some shuffling from the closet, and I was instantly terrified and crying and screaming for someone to come upstairs. And my mom and my stepdad came upstairs, and they were like, you know, what's going on? And I told them something was in the closet, and they thought that my hamster had escaped again, but he was in his cage, so that was not the case. They opened the closet to prove to me that nothing was in there. I was like 8 at the time. They told me that I was too old to be scared of things that weren't there, which, whatever, you know. But when they opened the closet, and like I said earlier, the My Size Barbie was on the left side of the closet. They opened the right side door, and she was on that side of the closet with her head pointing to exactly where I would have been sitting on the bed. It was horrifying. It only made me cry harder. I made my parents throw that thing away the next day. I could not even be in the same room as it without freaking out. When we started getting a little older and we started being allowed to stay up past our normal bedtime on the weekends and during the summer, me and my sister and brother would often sleep downstairs, falling asleep watching the only TV in the house. One night I woke up to my brother screaming and crying, and I looked over and his sheet was floating like 6 feet above him. There was nothing there. It was just hovering midair, and as soon as I looked over, it just dropped. He was inconsolable for the rest of the night. There were times where I would be the only one in the house at all. I would be watching my brother and sister, but they would be out back in the treehouse, and I'd be upstairs in the room. I think this probably happened right before we moved out when I was about 13 or so. I was upstairs just doing whatever it is teenagers do, and I started playing my music, and I just hear over the music someone scream, "Turn that fucking shit off." Like, what the hell? And I thought, like, maybe my brother or sister had yelled or whatever, and I went around the house. Nobody was there. I went out back and they were still in the treehouse. Absolutely nobody was home. We lived in a duplex. There was nobody living there at the time in the duplex next to us. It was just a horrifying place to live. I know that we all have our own stories of that place. We all remember it a little differently. My brother insists now that he doesn't believe in ghosts and that he had to stop believing so he would stop being so scared all the time, which I don't know how that worked. Yeah, those are my stories. It was a super creepy house. Only our room was the only place anything ever happened. I don't know if it's us where we were, and this thing, whatever it was, got a kick out of scaring us. But let me tell you, if that was its intention, it did a really good job. Oh, one other thing. Something that would really keep us up at night was the shaking of the bunk bed all the time, just constantly. Me and my sister and brother would be woken up in the middle of the night because the bunk bed was shaking so violently. Yeah, that's it. Super creepy stuff. Anyways, thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.